European Union leaders have reconfirmed the commitment to create jobs and go ahead with reforms in an effort to make the 15-nation EU the most competitive economy by 2010. The development comes at the end of a two-day EU summit in Brussels that was overshadowed by the war in Iraq. In a statement, EU leaders said economic uncertainties and global political risks have delayed a recovery in the European Union, and fighting unemployment should become a top priority. Greek Prime Minister Kostas Tsimitis, whose country holds the EU presidency, said improvements in labor markets are crucial. His remarks were translated into English.
Our first attempt is to increase employment and social cohesion through specific measures that would concern tax reform, incentives for integrating people into the labor market, the possibility of labor markets to adjust.
The European Union reported a 7.9% unemployment rate in January. The EU statement said lowering unemployment will require far-reaching structural reforms to increase productivity. It said that cutting bureaucracy and restrictions on hiring and firing should be implemented to make job markets more flexible. In addition, tax benefits and other incentives should be introduced for business. German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder recently announced that he wants to push such labor reforms in his country, which is going through a serious economic crisis with unemployment running over 11%. Meanwhile, the summit also discussed how to help Iraq in the aftermath of the war. British Prime Minister Tony Blair said such aid is crucial.
We were able to agree here that Europe will play a continuing and important role in helping rebuild Iraq in the post-Saddam era. There is a real understanding that the Iraqi humanitarian disaster is here and now, and that the international community will have to come together to repair Iraq.
Though there may be some agreement within the EU on efforts to aid Iraq, by the end of the summit it was clear that tensions caused by the Iraq crisis still remain. When British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw was asked whether he regretted remarks criticizing French threats to veto a second resolution on Iraq, Mr. Straw said, "I stand by the words I have used." French President Jacques Chirac sought to put the dispute between France and Britain into perspective. Speaking at a news conference after the summit, Mr. Chirac said, "Europe has never been a bed of roses." Douglas Baxian for VOA News, Luxembourg.